Cyclone Nation. You are now tuned to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast, presented by Mr. B Clothing. And now, here's your host, Chris Williams.
Welcome, everybody, to the latest installment of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast, which, is, of course, is brought to you by Mr. B Clothing down there at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive. I got to pop in next week and get some tuxedo measurements for my co-host's big wedding coming up in August. Bloomer? Brent Bloom, that's his name.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Are you ready to tie the knot? Are you pumped for this? Are you scared? Does Crystal put the fear of God in you like my wife does me?
Not yet. Maybe I should be nervous.
Yeah, but give yourself 4 years.
I'm ready to not write checks anymore for stuff.
I can't fathom paying much for my wedding. Because we did it in Southwest Iowa. We had the frickin' Page County Cattlemen grill hot dogs. Like we had straight, it was 5 kegs of Busch Light, nothing fancy. You want Blue Moon, get the hell out of Page County. That's how I look at it.
I got into a friendly argument with her and her folks about having liquor at the...
She wanted to have liquor?
They want liquor. I said, if you want liquor, you can pay for it.
Yeah.
I'll pay for kegs. I'll pay
kegs
for wine.
Kegs and boxed wine. That's the way to go.
But I like liquor myself, but well, I don't want to, because you have to, at this place we're at, you didn't have to buy insurance, essentially a liquor license to have liquor on the premises. I don't want to pay the insurance for it.
How much is the insurance?
Oh, it was like $500 to $1,000.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's not worth it.
I didn't even spend $1,000 on alcohol. Period. Yeah. Well, and our deal too. I mean, we're in the Page County Fairgrounds. You want some vodka or some whiskey? Go buy a shooter and bring it in. Like nobody's gonna.
I think this place would be a little more lenient like that.
Go buy a shooter, pour it in your pop, and you're good.
I'll provide you some Bud Light, but I don't know. I'm cheap. Maybe I'm cheap. I don't know what I'm gonna get yet.
Did you see the Deadspin rankings of cheap beer that recently came out?
Where was Bud Light?
Bud Light was actually, believe it or not, behind Busch Light. Busch Light was like 24. I think Bud Light was 26.
Why does Bud Light get a bad deal?
Because it's not very good.
What's that?
I think Busch Light. I legitimately think I would rather have a Busch Light any day. Because I'm weird. I like, clearly Busch is my favorite, but then I would go Coors over Bud Light.
The weird thing is, to me, I honestly, if I didn't look at the can, I would not know much of a difference between the four of them.
Remember the time we did the beer taste
test?
Yes,
we did.
Out at Honey Creek in Boone?
Yes.
You, me, and Adam Gray were out playing golf on a Saturday night.
There was nobody there.
Yeah, no, we were like the only people out there. And I want to say it was like the 4th of July or right around And this bartender was,
She was entertained by us.
Wildcat.
Yeah. She was entertained by us.
And she created a beer taste test for us.
She really took her job seriously, obviously.
Yeah. I think I got 4 for 4. I think I did. Or 5 or...
Yeah, I don't remember.
We all did pretty well.
All I remember is eventually she joined us for the rest of the night in Ames.
Yeah, she did. She met up with us. That was having dinner with my wife in this this young college gal just appears. I'm like, oh, no.
It was probably the worst boss. Nothing.
We didn't do anything.
Yeah. I think we invited her.
Yeah, well, trying to explain that to Ashley on the way home, because I'm, you know, as Dan McCartney would put it, I'm half in the bag. And she's like, so why is this girl following you to Legends?
Because well, we were really friendly.
Yeah. It's nothing sexual, honey.
She just seemed like a good time.
Yeah, she's just a nice young girl.
And I was single at the time.
Yeah, and you were working it.
I was trying.
You were working it. Anyway.
Anyway.
Holy off-topic, Batman. Who would have thought that gal in the Honey Creek Golf Club out at Boone would get brought up in today's Mr. B Clothing podcast?
Star tux measurements, you don't know where you're going.
You're right.
At Mr. B's.
You're exactly right. Well, Mr. B, Brent, it's down by, you're getting closer to the Valley Southwoods Gymnasium, home of the YMCA Capital City League. And so you're an NBA draft guru. It's like, is that your favorite sporting event of the year, the NBA draft?
For one night, yes. I think I can safely say that now. Because the NCAA tournament is multiple nights.
Yeah, no, like, I'm saying, like, one event.
Yes.
Because you can't really say the national title game, because if it's a couple teams you don't care about, I mean, you watch it, but you don't get... Every year, you get jacked. Like, I've asked you to watch the draft together, and you're like, no. I mean, you bunker down, and that's all you do.
Yeah, I have never thought about this, but yes. It is probably my most look-forward-to night of the year.
Masters Sunday.
Oh. I would rather watch the draft.
See, I have Masters Sunday, and I have the Indianapolis 500. Now, do
both
you have
strong contenders?
You don't have.
I was on a plane for Masters Sunday this year.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have been on a plane for
the
NBA
day that
draft.
Bryce DeJean Jones and Darian Williams committed.
That's why. Thank me all, fanatics. I would not be on a plane if there was a NBA draft night. I look forward to it that much. So yes, it's ahead. I didn't think about it until now. It's ahead.
So we're the point of the podcast today. So coming around the corner next week is the YMCA Capital City League draft. And then they start, I want to say, I believe, and I posted this on the forums, but I think it's June 15th, is when games begin for the YMCA Capital City League. So, Bloomer and I here thought it'd be fun to have a mock draft. We're just going to do Iowa State, though.
Well, and in all reality, we should probably be consulted by the actual coaches.
Oh, absolutely.
They should probably be tuned in right now.
Those guys should absolutely reach out to us to be the general managers of their teams.
I'm available.
Yeah.
At a nominal fee. Not much of a fee.
Yeah.
I will
gladly, pretty much work for nothing.
That is probably my dream job is Capital
to be
City League
general manager.
General manager.
So if that would be epic though. If we could
I would love to coach a team. Or not coach.
No, yeah, I don't want to coach. I want to piece the team together.
I want to piece the team. I do too.
Because I think I have this league figured out, Bloom. You want the guys who...
Well, don't give away your strategy.
Well, yeah, but, okay.
You know, I mean,
I have a strategy here
which
to
is,
put together an all-star Capital City League team.
There's a theory involved, but you can't give it away. I mean, this is like the San Antonio Spurs stashing away international prospects. They have a theory.
They still got those guys stashed away?
Oh, man, they've got like... Yeah.
So they're going to be good for a while.
It's what they do. They just draft those guys.
They're the most boring sports franchise. And I'm not hating on them. I'm just saying...
Off the floor.
Oh, no, they just bore me to tears.
But on the floor, they're magicians.
I'm not saying I don't respect what they do. They just bore the living crap out of me. They're one of the reasons that I have a problem with the NBA.
But they play beautiful brand of basketball.
They do. I'm not arguing that.
Actually, very similar to hoyball.
Okay, fine. But I just those guys. Like, I'm so sick of them.
You're just bored of Tim Duncan.
I've got so much Tim Duncan fatigue. And listen, a guy does things the right way. I mean, they play hard. It's team ball. They're not flashy. There's no reason I shouldn't like the guys.
They have no drama.
No, and you know me. I like me some drama.
I get it.
So you're going to draft basically the Spurs, and I'm going to try and piece together the...
you want the entertaining misfits,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I want the team that... You know what team I want, Bloom? I want the team that people are going to look at the schedule. Oh, I want to go watch that team play. That's the team I'm going to piece together here.
And my team will win.
I don't think it will.
I want winners.
So how are we going to determine picks? Let's go...
Gotta flip a coin.
Let's go across... We just flip the coin, but we need to do – so what we want to do, we're going to do this two wild cards, right?
Right.
So I say who – should we somehow incorporate like if I have the first pick in the real draft, you get the first wild card? How do we want to do this?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah? So what's the wild card criteria?
We're just – well, first of all, we're just picking Iowa State players right now.
Yeah. We're not going to screw with Drake.
Because the Drake roster is a cluster. And I like Ray Giacoletti. Seems like a good dude. Like Jeff Rutter. Really like Jeff Rutter.
Ravonte Rice.
That team is not going to be very good next year.
You think Giacoletti's the guy there?
It's early.
I don't think he is.
He's a good coach.
But does he get the city?
I haven't seen him. I mean, he's not getting anybody.
Does he get the city of Des Moines excited about
basketball?
He
hasn't yet.
When they named his name as the head coach, did anybody who's a casual basketball fan of Des Moines, so this could be an Iowa State fan. You and I are both basically Des Moines. I live in Bondurant. But like, I feel like if Drake was entertaining, you and I would, hey, Bloom, Thursday or Wednesday night, Clones aren't playing. Let's go and take in a game, right? We love ball.
You don't do that right now.
We don't. I don't. It's not even on my radar.
They could do a couple things, Drake, I think, to help their image.
Sell beer.
Beer'd be good.
Yep.
Two, and I like Larry Kotler, but I feel that he's somewhat of a service to that team because I just don't think people listen for Larry Kotler.
Well, the,
he's no John Walters.
But and this has nothing to do with Larry. But where do you find a Drake basketball game at?
Right.
Honestly, I don't know.
It's on.
I have no idea.
It's on 1350.
That's it.
But yeah.
I mean, there's a problem.
That's a problem. I think they could really use some marketing help as well. But again, it starts with wins, and I don't know if Giacoletti's that guy who's going to bring in an audience.
Yeah, a practice facility isn't going to put butts in the seats.
Nope.
I mean, maybe it'll make your recruiting a little easier, but when you take a recruit to a game and there's 200 people there.
In 08, when they were winning with that fun brand of basketball.
Yeah, that was fun.
I went to a couple games. That was good stuff. I just don't know if Giacoletti's the one to do it. I hope he does.
I haven't been to the Knapp Center. The only time I go to the Knapp Center is when Bill Finley's team plays down there. And the last time, you know, it was the Royce White year where the Clones unfortunately got thumped in that arena.
Drake's a nice enough university, and Des Moines a good enough area now. They should be better than they are.
In that league, especially.
In that league. No more Creighton.
No.
Get it together.
All right. So we're not picking Drake, though.
No, we're not picking Drake.
For reasons we just outlined.
People right now couldn't name four Drake guys.
No.
Guaranteed. Try it.
Gary Ricks Jr.
That's one.
See? The big kid, the Van Deest, is he gone?
He's gone.
He's gone. The kid from Michigan, the shooter. You know what I'm saying?
The shooter
Simon,
from
Ben,
Michigan.
Ben Simon.
No, he's gone.
He's gone. Richard Carter, is he gone?
He graduated.
He's gone. Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah. What's his name? The kid from Northwestern who just transferred.
Yep. Abrahamson.
Abrahamson. He'll probably be in the league this year. That'll be interesting.
He'd be worth a pick for somebody.
Yeah.
But
just because he stands
in the point, is Drake is in a mode right now, and you have to as a new coach, but they're just unrecognizable players.
Yeah. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a round, or five rounds. We're each going to pick five Iowa State players. This is the Capital City League draft here at CycloneFanatic.com. Capital City League real coaches, if you need our expert advice, shoot me an email or just tweet us. I'm at Chris M. Williams. He is at Brent Bloom. We're taking bids right now for general manager services at the YMCA Capital City League.
I'll work for a trying to think what I want. A Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Wow. You're setting your sights pretty low there, Bloom.
The premium one with pepper jack.
Ooh.
It's a good sandwich.
That sounds fantastic.
Or a Chipotle burrito.
I just like a cold beer down at the cake stand.
That'll work, too.
Get done with the game one night. Go watch my team. I want my coach to buy me
a beer. The coaches are the ones who get a pick.
Yeah, I think so.
They're the Stan Van Gundy of the CCL. That only works for certain guys. Maybe they're not looking in their best interest here.
Well,
they're looking at the coachability, but just because a guy's coachable doesn't mean it's best for your roster.
I agree. So,
could play into this here.
So five rounds, Bloom and I are picking back and forth Clone players, and then we are going to have two wild cards. So the definition of a wild card, Bloom, is what? This is kind of your baby here.
Any able-bodied player who has played in the Capital City League in the past.
Anybody.
Yes, and or potential Des Moines area players.
Oh, we need more than two wild cards. There's just too many names. Can we add three?
Let's add three. Let's add another one.
Okay, we're going to have three wild cards.
Okay.
All right. Should we do
and again,
the
there's
toss?
Six teams, though, right? There's six teams in the CCL.
Yeah. But so, we're dueling each other.
Okay.
It's just one-on-one, mano-a-mano.
Perfect.
You ready to go?
Flip the coin.
All right. You can call it since we're here at the home office in Bondurant. You can call heads or tails.
Tails.
I drop it right there. It's heads.
Ah.
So I had the first pick.
First pick.
Oh. What do I do? This one, this is no-brainer for me. I'm going George Niang.
With the first pick in the 2014 CCL draft, Team Williams selects George Niang, a junior from Methuen, Massachusetts.
What, you want to know why I did that?
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys would go, well, first of all, let me clarify. We don't believe that Bryce DeJean-Jones is playing in the league. So he's not, okay. he's not eligible.
Or the
Salboris.
The big Greek.
Salboris is not George, the other George. We don't think he's in there either. If you watched Niang last year in the league, did you get down to the league last year?
I caught one session.
Bloom, it's just you've seen his offensive skills. Now tell George Niang you don't have to play defense. It's just effortless. There's nobody down there that can guard him.
However, much like Joel Embiid's back, Niang dealing with an injury.
Nah, he's fine.
He's got a
Don't worry about the foot. Don't worry about the foot. He's fine.
Just wonder if he's going to push it.
Hey, I'm drafting George Niang for one reason. He's the best player available. If I'm going to start my franchise in the YMCA Capital City League, and I'm getting intelligence telling me that this guy is 100% or will be 100%, right. You can't pass up George Niang. He can shoot the three, can get you points down low. He runs the floor. I like it. It was unbelievable last year. I mean, guys are scoring like 40, 50 a game.
I do not believe his team won the title a year ago.
That's because he was the first pick and they didn't get anybody else.
It's just not automatic. There's some concerns around there.
Well,
can he guard?
Oh.
Does he want to guard at CCL?
Can he guard?
Can he defend a position?
Just garbage. All right. Bloom, you have the second pick in the 2014 Capital City League draft.
With the second pick, Team Bloom will select Abdel Nader,
ooh. Ooh.
Junior from Chicago. With forwards at a premium in this draft, I want a versatile guy who can shoot it, can jump, can rebound, and he's going to want to put on a show. This is kind of a time for him to show off, see what kind of work he's done in the offseason. He can guard Niang if they do match up in a championship. And his all-around game is a guy I want on my team.
He's big boy.
He's a big, like, people don't realize how big he is. Yeah, he's as big, tall, as Niang is.
You know what I just realized? Kind of ticks me off, too. There's no KJ Bluford this year. I was just thinking, well, maybe I can get him with a wild card, Bloom.
I
can get him with a wild card.
You know he'd come back.
He might be available.
Okay. Keep him
on
the list.
Man, I just got excited.
You gave away one of your picks.
All right, let's go to round two.
Round two.
This is interesting right here. You know, you just for analysis purposes, you've got a guy like Dustin Hoge lingering who just had that ridiculous game in the Sweet 16.
He did.
You've got Jameel McKay who, you know, Fred Hoiberg keeps calling him a rim protector. I mean, he's a dynamic player with that size, with that wingspan. Naz Long. He's a good Capital City League player.
He is.
But you know who I'm going to go with, Bloom? I'm going to go with the guy who, if you follow him on Twitter, you keep seeing how much work he's put into the offseason. Had a conversation with somebody on Friday night who told me how much he's been working on his shot, and that's going to be a focus of him in the offseason. I'm going to take the best guard in the league, Monte Morris, which now I've got the best player available in George Niang, and I had the best guard, who I think is going to – you talked about a little flash. I think Monte Morris, Bloom, is going to try and show off a little bit of that versatility, score a little more this year. I like Monte Morris as my second pick.
Solid pick. I had him third on my board as well. So I agree with that. But for my second pick, my team is going to score the ball, and I want a bomber who I know – wants to shoot the ball whenever he gets it. I've got Nader already to clean up some misses underneath the basket. But this guy has already put up some monster numbers in the CCL. And he's Canadian. Give me Naz Long round two.
You know, that's a great pick, Bloom, because I think that one of the number one categories when you're drafting a Capital City League team is you have to draft guys who give a damn.
Draft effort. He's a high effort
guy. Who give a damn.
Absolutely.
And Naz Long will play potentially harder in this league than anybody.
That's why I want him on my team.
Yeah. So, no, I really, really like that pick.
And I know some people are saying, well, hey, you got some other talented guys on the board. But I know what I'm getting out of Naz Long. He's going to put up some numbers this summer.
All right. Well, you know, now I've got a big. I've got a guy to bring the ball up and down the floor every time. So I need a guy now. You know, I need a third scorer. I need a guy who I feel like can take over a basketball game, especially in this style of ball. And I'm going to go with Hollis Cook with my third pick. The 46% three-point percentage. Here's why I'm going to go with Hollis Cook, Bloom, because this is a guy who this is when he starts to make a statement to not only hit the fans in attendance but his teammates. He's got to do something in this league to not earn respect, but, you know, he's got to stake his claim. If Hollis Cook goes out there and drops 60 in a game, gets a little buzz for him coming up in 2015. Yep. Yep. I'm going to go Hollis Cook. So now, in my opinion, I have the best player, the best overall guard, and the best three-point shooter in the Cap City League. I think he's better than pure shooting ability. I think that Hollis Cook will eventually be better than Thomas and even your boy Naz Long.
That's tough to say, but numbers wise, 46% in the Pac-12 is pretty good. I liked Cook. He's at that spot. I'm a little bit like the Vikings right now with Johnny Manziel. I was going to take him.
Were you?
Because
this pick you were going to take,
he can play both guard spots, and I needed a point guard, and so it leaves me in a tough spot because the only point guard left on the board here is Clayton Custer. However, I know you already have two point guards, so I don't need to take a point guard. I can get him later. It's the strategy involved with the CCL. You're not going to steal him from underneath me.
Who knows that I don't want to play hoy ball and have numerous guys who can handle the basketball.
You won't take Custer. So I'm taking the best player available at this point, and I'm protecting the rim with a predator, Jameel McKay. I've got a big guy at 6'7", and Nader. You put 6'9". Guy who can jump out of the gym, and McKay, he's sending your little guards away from the rim. Good luck.
And I've got an issue now because I look at my roster full of George Niang, Monte Morris, and Hollis Cook, and I go, how in the hell am I going to defend Mr. Nader and Mr. McKay? We got a major chess match going on right here in the 2014 Cyclone Fanatic Capital City League draft.
Play to your strengths.
Well, so this, based off of how you just drafted, you know, Sherron Dorsey Walker may not have played much for Iowa State last year. He's tempting, though, based off of his Capital City League experience.
Mr. 61.
Yeah, and that was a record last year, I believe. He scored more points in a Capital City League game than anybody. But based off of how this is set up, how do I not take Dustin Hogue? This is a no-brainer for me. I take Dustin Hogue right now because I need a body down there, but I also need some attitude. I think Dustin Hogue might lead the Big 12 in rebounding next year, so I'm going to add him to the mix, and I feel really good about it. I feel like between Hogue and Niang, I'm not going to be better than you in the paint, but I feel like I can at least maintain and let Morris and Cook, you know, do their thing from the perimeter.
Ho gets forgotten about. He's in a position where he's a tweener, but he's a productive tweener, and production matters.
Yeah, and he didn't do much in the Cap City League last year. From what I understand, they're actually concerned, and he turned it on, you know, once the semester started and they could practice.
Well, he was just a guy in the summer last year, mm-hmm. just kind of there. It's a lesson in don't always judge everything from the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It matters a little bit, but let's say one of these guys comes in and you're like, that guy's not very good. Well, it could just be because it's the summer.
Yeah.
Dustin Hogue, a good example of that. So it leaves me in an interesting position. I've got a couple shooters on the board. I still got a point guard out there I need to get. But I like this guy ever since he stepped in to the CCL a year ago, and he's a guy that the fan base sometimes gives a hard time.
Oh, I like where
you're
going.
But he's extremely talented. And people are writing him off. With the addition of Dejon Jones and Hollis Cook, this sophomore-to-be is still extremely talented. He handles the ball better than anybody gives him credit for, and he's a knockdown shooter that I can pair with Naz Long, who always plays hard. Give me Matt Thomas out of La Crosse, Wisconsin.
That's a great pick, Bloom. I think that I think you nailed it. We saw what Matt could do last year. Remember, he had that 3-4 game span where he was actually really good, I thought, for a freshman. His numbers last year, you know, Iowa State's roster was like what, first in scoring there for a while in the country. And he was kind of the one guy who wasn't giving you, you know, a night where he drops 20. So I think he caught a lot of flack. But, you know, not everybody can score 15 points every night. And I thought Matt steals all confidence. Mm-hmm. And I like where you're going, because if he gets some confidence in the summer league, that's a dude that can light it up.
No question. His shot is great. Stroke looks good. He just has to get some more reps in. And he's another guy who's a high-effort guy. You know nobody's going to outwork him in the summer. He's going to be in the gym all the time, because although his freshman season was good, he probably had higher expectations of himself, and he's not a guy that's going to be outworked.
So I've got three picks left. There's three guys on the board.
This is your final selection.
Yeah, this is my final selection. And it's an interesting deal here where I probably should use a big, but all I've got left there for bigs is Daniel Adozie. He's not your prototypical Capital City League player. So I've got a choice to make between Clayton Custer and Sherron Dorsey Walker, Mr. 61 points. What's interesting to me is Dorsey Walker, I feel like if you put him up with Cook and Morris, and then with Hogan Niang down, Dorsey Walker is going to have a lot of opportunities to light it up. Or I go with the combo in Clayton Custer, a guy who I feel like when I'm drafting a Cap City League team, again, I want a guy who's going to give it up, man.
Right.
And I feel like Clayton Custer is more that guy than Dorsey Walker. I feel like he's more hungry just from the fact that he's a true freshman. I feel like, again, like the Hollis Cook situation, that's a guy who needs to make an impact. So I'm sorry. I'm taking your point guard.
Oh, no.
I'm taking your point guard. Naz is going to have to run the show for you, and I'm gonna take Clayton Custer as my fifth pick.
Well, that hurts. So I'm left, and I'm not sad about it, because I've got five guys.
You've got guys who can just light it
up. I've got weapons.
You do.
And positions are overrated, especially in hoyball. If you can shoot and you get the ball up the floor, let's be honest, there's no pressure in the CC. I don't have to worry about a press. I just have to guy get up the floor. Matt Thomas, Naz Long, Dorsey Walker can all handle. You put him on the wing, I'm going to post your team up. You have no size to deal with my length on the perimeter.
Hey, good luck keeping up with my guys. Good luck running with these boys, Bloom.
Well, Nader can defend any of the... I mean, this is really...
It really,
this is really, I think I've got the better squad.
It's kind of unfair the way we drafted to it. Now that I think about it, we should have done a snake where you would have gotten two picks in a row, but we didn't really think of that.
I still like my team.
I think it's a fair matchup. I'd like to see these guys go at it. I really do.
They really should. If somebody in the basketball office is listening,
I can run send this to people.
Run a 5-on-5 with those 10 sometimes this summer and let us know who wins. Because they play scrimmage all the time in the summer.
No,
run those 10 guys on the floor.
I think it's
I would love to know the result.
I think it's a genius idea. I am concerned about my defense. I'm concerned about where
we're guarding Jameel McKay.
Well, that will have to be Hogue, and Hogue's just going to have to put a body on him. So then you're going to have to hope that Niang can contain Nader. I think that I can put Monte Morris on Naz Long. Monte Morris is an underrated defender.
He is.
We'll throw Hollis Cook on Matt Thomas and or Dorsey Walker, whatever. Actually, you know what? Custer and Thomas are really good friends. I'm going to let them guard each other. I'm going to throw Custer on Matt Thomas, because I feel like Custer will know Matt Thomas's game more than Cook would. I like, actually, the way I spell it out, I don't think it's that bad.
This needs to happen, and then we'll figure it out. It's unfortunate that there's six teams, so these guys don't get a battle like this.
I'm concerned, though, Bloom, about McKay. That's the guy who really makes me nervous with this setup here, because he's going to get a lot of tip-back dunks against my team.
He's going to be a rebounding fool if he wants to be there and rebound. Here's the deal. McKay's a different guy than any of the Iowa State fans have seen, really, since, I don't know, Kelvin Cato?
Kelvin Cato is the one.
You almost have to go all the way back there, because here's a 6'9 and a half guy who can jump, and we haven't seen that. Now, Vanderbeeken was tall, but he couldn't jump, and you got the Hogues and the Edgems can jump, but they were 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a difference maker, especially defensively. I know we hear it all the time, which is the most cliche phrase now, but he's a rim protector. He can protect the rim, which means Serge Ibaka for the Thunder has shown this in the last week, yeah. what a rim protector can mean to a defense that, that hasn't had one in a while. And then the amount of plays at the rim on dunk tips and alley-oops is going to be fun to watch the Predator with his hair.
The Predator, I love it. So let's do the wild cards.
Wild card.
So you get the first pick now with the three wild cards. So it does even out the way this...
Yeah, it does. Okay.
These are the NBA quality guys, too. So if anything, you may even have a bit of an advantage when it comes to this. So this can be anybody, Boone. Garrett can be in the league.
See, I need a point guard, too.
Well.
Are we drafting for this team? Okay.
Yeah,
since we are.
I think you are drafting for this team. You know, got the first pick. Go for it.
You know, Corey McIntosh did play in this league.
Doty Dunson.
Doty Dunson played in the league.
Yeah. Did Robert Faulkner ever play in the Cap
City League? I don't know if Faulkner... Stinson played.
Did Blaylock ever get in?
Blaylock played in it one year.
See, that's it. Are we drafting Stinson and Blaylock?
No, they're drafting them now.
Present day. Those guys. They're too old.
Deontay Garrett.
Ravonte Rice.
Ravonte Rice, he played in the league. Scored a lot of points. I think I will take Deontay Garrett in my first pick.
That's a versatile guard.
Again,
you got the best point guard in the league.
Adds to the mix of having size. I don't know if he's going to be there every week, but by chance he's in Des Moines.
Get him there for the championship.
I want my 6'5 point guard.
I think it's a great pick. I mean, he's an NBA player, Blum.
He's an NBA player.
That's tough.
One of the most underappreciated Cyclones in the modern era.
Yeah, because he played on those bad teams.
He did.
I'd love to see him playing hoyball now, though.
Would be fun to watch.
Oh, it'd be great. All right, so I'm going to go with my first wild card. Listen, I said I want to put butts in the seats. I need another big man. I'm going Royce White.
He's available.
Royce White is available. I'm putting Royce. Good old, NBA career didn't work out, but I really feel like, returning to his roots, I feel like a change of scenery and going back to the Capital City League is exactly what we need to revitalize Royce White's career. So he will be in the paint. I'm not going to let Royce bring the ball up the floor like he's going to want. Well, at least I'm going to tell my coach, get in Royce's ear. This is Monte Morris's team. You're down low. Rebound.
He won't listen to your coach, but you can tell him all you want.
I'll be damned if he doesn't, Blum. This is our team, not his.
So you're hoping that the calmness of Morris and Custer can get him in line.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a roll of the dice. That is a roll of the dice. So if you're going to go with a big guy, I need a big body to match. And with the new affiliation agreement between the Iowa Energy, and some Iowa Energy players have been known to play
where
in this
are we,
league.
Where are we going
and
with
the
this?
Memphis Grizzlies. I want Z-Bo. Zach Randolph.
He's played in the league?
Big body. He hasn't played in the league, but he's potential. Again, it's potential wild card to play in the league.
You set that rule up just for that.
The Energy are bringing some Grizzlies guys back in for training camp. Z-Bo's available. Maybe he wants to get some reps in Des Moines. Scope out Court Avenue before they come in October.
Man.
And I get Zach Randolph to match up with Royce White.
Man, that's a really good pick right there. I don't know
if he's going to be there and if he'll want to play, but at the very least, a talented, talented big left-hander.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, again, what am I about, Blum? I'm about butts in the seats, right? I'm about getting people to games. And right now, there's a guy who's been making a lot of news lately. I'm going to take Boo Boo Paolo. Capital City League All-Star, Blum. This is a guy. What was my criteria?
He was the MVP last year.
What was my criteria when I said you got to put together a great team? A guy who cares.
He cares.
Have you ever seen anybody play harder in the Capital City League than Boo Boo Powell? He's diving for loose balls. He's everywhere. This has nothing to do with recent news. I'm not trying to be controversial, but I'm telling you, this guy, as far as Capital City League goes, he's one of the best.
Well, if there was a jersey to be hung in the Southwoods rafters.
Yeah.
Boo Boo Powell has played in that league for 6 years.
I'm going strictly off of what I've seen.
And one of the two players, along with Royce White, to average a triple-double in the Capital City League.
Yeah.
Won a championship last year.
Champion. He's a champion. I'm sorry, I'm going to get killed for that on the board. They're going to go, why would you take Boo Boo Paolo over Tyrus McGee or over
Or Grizzly?
Yeah, any You know why? Because those Grizzlies, I don't know that they're going to show up. I know Boo Boo's going to be there every night. I know he's capable of dropping 40, 50 points every single night. He's a triple-double machine. I'm going for a proven winner in the Capital City League. I'm going to go Boo Boo Paolo.
Wow. So I've got my last pick.
No, we got three wild cards. We're doing three wild cards.
Yeah, I've got Garrett, and I've got
and
Zach,
Zach
Randolph. Now I could go for double Grizzly and take like a Marc Gasol and just really destroy your team on the interior. But I won't do that because the Spaniard will go back to Spain. I think he probably has national team obligations.
Okay.
You could go Mike Conley, a great point guard, but again, I've got Deontay to run the show, and I'm comfortable with that. I like the hoyball theory of launch as many threes as you can.
Yeah.
And there's one guy who has worn the Iowa State uniform in the past 5 years who did that better than anybody, and that's McThree, Tyrese McGee.
Nah. You know, I was debating between him and Paolo, but I think Booba's going to give me more of the intangibles. I think Tyrese is just going to chuck it, but that's what your team needs
right
now.
I need
that. That's what your team needs right now. That's a great pick.
I've got shooters now between Naz and McGee, Thomas, Dorsey Walker.
Zach Randolph.
And Z-Bo can step out.
Oh, man. So this is an important last pick for me. This is really where I can round out my team. KJ Bluford is a guy who, you know, I'm kind of tossing around. I'll be honest with you. You want to know the guys? Can I take Harrison Barnes?
He played in the league.
He did play in the league.
That's a fair pick. You could reunite him.
Yeah. I'm thinking about Harrison Barnes.
Doug McDermott played in the league.
McBuckets played in the league?
He did.
Ooh. Boy, that changes everything.
So, Kyle Korver once played in the league.
Kyle Korver is one of the guys that I was going to say I'm thinking of. Craig Brackens.
Brackens played in the
league.
Is
in my mind. It's some boy, I really
There's
wish.
There's actually been some good players who
Can I drop Boo Boo Paolo?
No.
Can I release him?
He's going to be disappointed.
Can I release Boo Boo by the end of the draft, the end of the draft?
Well, then there's an appeals process.
Yeah, crap. You know, I'd like to get Boo Boo off the team, but there's, you know, there's stuff out there that will not allow me to do.
Gotta
so.
Got to keep him on there.
Okay. It's you know what? He's a former MVP, Bloom. How can I go wrong? He's still in his prime. I'm going to keep Boo Boo. So it's down to McBuckets and Harrison Barnes.
Two Ames High legends.
Because I think that Craig, you know, I think Craig's ship has sailed. I don't think that Craig, if he came back, would be real excited about playing in the Capital City League at this point in time. I like him a lot. He did some great things. I just don't think that.
Justin Hamilton, an NBA player.
Big Ham, plays for the Heat.
Can you think Justin Hamilton's going to get an NBA ring, perhaps? of all people in the last decade to play at Iowa State,
what about
Big Ham?
Chris Colvin, is he available?
Chris Colvin's available. He would have played in the league. I don't. Whatever happened to that guy?
So you're the NBA guru.
Well, what do you need? Well, I mean, you got.
Well, you know.
I guess they're similar players.
McBuckets
really
or Harrison Barnes.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's got to come down to who wants it more. You know, who wants it more?
Both played really hard in high school.
They did, but this is the Capital City League. This is different than playing for a chance. So somebody's getting reunited with Boo Boo on my team. And I wish I would have thought about Harrison earlier because I just would have drafted all three of the Ames High superstars. Because what am I about? I'm about putting butts in the seats, putting on an entertaining basketball game.
Yeah, you would have got a feature from John Sears for that.
Yeah, putting all three of those Ames High, you're darn right I would have. It would have been glorious. But
Tommy Birch would have wrote a column.
Tommy Birch would have loved it. Man, he would have eaten that up. We would have even got some attention from John Knott, I have a feeling. That'd be great. All right, give me McBuckets. It's no disrespect to Harrison Barnes.
Wow.
It's just, you know, Harrison's been in the league for too long now where he, if he comes back to Des Moines, it's a, you know, it's not as important to him. McBuckets, I feel like, is still hungrier and would lay it out a little bit more. And, I mean, dude, look at what he's done. Look at the guy's numbers from college. He just keeps getting better and better. I think I like Doug McDermott to round out my Capital City League team.
Yeah, both good options. I guess if I would have had my last pick back, I like Tyrese McGee.
You'd rather have Harrison Barnes?
Well, I'd probably rather have Kyle Korver, actually.
Oh,
That's a guy who made 100 and had a 3 in 120 straight games. But that's okay.
Would you take Korver or McDermott?
We all have regrets. Would I take Korver or McDermott? Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Buddy.
I'd probably take McDermott, to be honest with you.
Oh.
I've seen Korver at the league. He walks a lot. He slacks off.
Which interesting is that's my NBA comparison for McDermott, which is weird for some people. But Korver's 6'8".
Yeah,
he's a tall dude, and he shoots it better than anybody in the league. I'd take Korver over McDermott.
Interesting.
For one game right now, absolutely.
But what about for the whole Capital City League season? There's a lot of tread that's been worn off of those tires.
I think I'd still take Korver. I know he's getting up there, but he came one year to play with his brothers. Remember that? They had that thing.
I do.
And he scored like 40 and a half. And it was just no competition.
That's
some good teams, though.
Craig Bracken's didn't get drafted.
Craig Bracken's not on the squad.
No Chris Allen. No
nope.
Chris Babb. Who's
Chris
a current
Babb
NBA
could have been
player.
A good pick.
Chris Babb would have been a nice pick for somebody. Yeah. Can you believe that Boo Boo Powell got taken and none of those guys
well,
did?
Well, again.
The track record speaks for itself.
When you're a Capital City League Hall of Famer, that earns it. Some guys just aren't comfortable in situations. Other guys thrive. He thrives in the CCL.
Yeah, because he's laying out for everything. I mean, he's diving for loose balls.
And he guards. He guards.
He plays defense, for crying out loud. And I think I got a couple guys on my team. I think Monte Morris will play defense in the Capital City League. You know what? I think Naz Long will for you. Naz told me last year.
Guard.
I mean, that's really where he really wants to work on his D.
And you know what? If both these guys want to get some minutes this year, namely Dorsey Walker, he's got to prove he can defend a little bit. I think he'll have something to prove.
Yeah.
Matt Thomas could improve on defense, something.
Should we name starters?
Well, my wild card, we don't know if the wild cards are going to show up. That's why they're wild cards.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You got to go with the proven guys. And then the Drake guys probably don't make the rosters.
No, not if these are the rosters. Not if these are the rosters. Gary Ricks Jr. is not bad.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's not a bad little player. Watched him play a little bit last year in the Cap. But what's weird, though, about the last few years, though, I mean, the Drake guys, it's just like you don't even know who they are.
Well, Drake's got that little guy from Boston College, Jordan Daniels, who had a nice year.
Yeah, he was all right.
Chris Carter.
They kind of just blend in. Richard Carter was pretty good.
He was good.
He had a couple games, I think, where he hit 40 last year.
So
but once Revonte was gone, Revonte was one of the top players in the league.
In all seriousness, if all these guys show up, that's a deep, deep league.
Yeah.
It really is. Because there's six teams, right? This year,
there's always six teams. Yep.
So all teams will get two Iowa State guys if they all play, at least the ones that we have on our roster here. So those teams will all be pretty good.
I think so.
And then you patchwork some of the other nondescript guys in there.
So let's read the teams, and then we'll have a final conversation here to see who we think would win.
Well, I think you need to put up a poll
on the
Fanatic message board.
Okay.
And with the wild cards, you have to factor in, again, availability and willingness to play. Because
that's
obviously
why I went Boo-Boo, though, because he's a lot. He's
there a
lot
every night. Obviously, Zach Randolph. Maybe hit or miss.
But what's Royce White doing nowadays? I mean,
he's hit or miss, too.
Why couldn't Royce show up and play in the Kansas City League? What else is he doing?
He might be eating at the Cheesecake Factory.
Hey.
Making a move.
I drafted him. I needed some size. I needed a big. McBuckets, I feel like I might get two or three games out of. But what am I about, Bloom? Putting butts in the seat. People are going to come watch McBuckets play.
Should have drafted Manny Ramirez, then.
Well, how weird is that? Where in the heck did that come from? My God. If you're listening to this somewhere outside of Iowa, the Iowa Cubs just brought on Manny Manram is a player coach. So is he actually going to play?
Yeah.
Like how often?
I don't know.
We need to go.
I have to go.
We have to go watch this. I love Manram. Remember when you compared Royce White to Manny Ramirez in a column?
I still think it's dead on.
It created controversy.
One of my better comparisons.
All right, here's
and
my...
I said it. It was a compliment because they're both very talented individuals.
Yes.
Who sometimes have their own way of doing things.
Correct. All right, this is my team. My point guard is Monte Morris. I'm going to have Clayton Custer and Hollis Cook combo guard action. Then we're going to have some Dustin Hogue and George Niang down low for Team Williams. My wild cards are Royce White, Boo Boo Paolo, who, remind you, will show up every night, and he is a Capital City League Hall of Famer and future lottery pick McBuckets, Doug McDermott. Bloom's team. Do you want to name your team for you, just so you can get your last plea?
That's a small group you have.
But we like to run them. We like to score points. We put butts in the seat.
I've got a three-guard lineup starting, at least, to get my wild cards. We'll get to them. My three-guard lineup of Naz Long, Matt Thomas, Sherron Dorsey-Walker, with the monster front court of Abdel Nader and Jameel McKay, with my wild cards, Deontay Garrett, an NBA point guard, Zach Randolph on loan from the Memphis Grizzlies.
You got him for one game, Max.
And a guy who will be there often because he's in Ames, Tyrus McGee.
Correct.
Isn't he in Ames?
Well, he's in Oklahoma right now.
Oh, he's in Oklahoma.
He's going to be in Ames in June for a camp. So you may be able to get a couple games out of him.
And it's a short drive from Oklahoma.
And he's got some rookie tryouts, it sounds like, in the NBA. Sounds like he's got, you know, because he hurt his knee before the tryouts last year.
But probably more dependable than Royce White or Zach Randolph.
If those two teams are playing with all eight of those guys, what's the point spread? In the Capital City League, keep in mind. So the over would be like 300 points. The number would be like 300.
How much would people pay for that ticket?
Oh, it'd be amazing. Especially if you tell me they're going to give even 50% effort.
Well, whew. It's I think my team's favored by 2.5.
2.5? White? No. No.
Mm-hmm. Just my size. Just size alone.
Bloom, we all know that
you have no big guards. I've got like 6 big guards.
I'm not worried about it.
Deontay Garrett would just
How
work
Cook
over.
6'4"?
Well. And you're not guarding my front court either with Randolph, Nader, and McKay all in the same lineup.
You're gonna tell that to Dustin Hoge's face?
So
you gonna tell that to Dustin?
So you can put Royce White
straight in the eye.
You could put Royce White on Randolph, and Randolph's still bigger.
Yeah, but Royce would be focused for that matchup. He'd be ready to roll. Yeah. We would get him thinking that is Anthony Davis in the Sweet 16. Go right at him. I'm the best player on the court. Royce is gonna say, "Boo boo, who are you gonna guard? Boo boo,
man.
Who's gonna guard Boo boo Powell? Tell me.
He's the wild card.
Are you gonna put? You gonna put Tyrus McGee on Doug McDermott? Really?
Well,
really?
Doug doesn't guard really much anybody anyway.
Well, good luck defending them, though, Tyrus.
If Doug comes into the game, I put McKay or Nader on him, and he'd be fine. They would do just fine. Look what Baylor did to him with that length.
That's true. That's a great point. It's a great point. Probably should have thought about that before I drafted it. I'm glad to have probably the best player in the league.
No, we'll see.
Is
what
Doug
the
McDermott the best player that was drafted?
No.
Other than Zach Randolph. I
mean, Zach Randolph's the best player.
Other than that.
Probably.
I mean, Bloom, you really, like Iowa State in the transfer game, you worked a loophole right there.
Well, he's going to be in Des Moines in the next probably year.
He's going to be in Des Moines.
But no, I want to, honestly, Fanatics will tell us who has the better roster.
All right.
And
this is for the Capital City League.
Do we hire coaches? Are we coaches? Because if we were GM coaches, everybody knows that I would have the advantage from a schematic standpoint.
Whatever, I'm about putting butts in the seat. I'm a promoter. So what would if you could name a fanatical poster
to coach my team?
Coach your team. Who would it be?
Oh man, there's a lot of smart guys on the board. Oh. Gray would want to coach.
No.
But he would try and outsmart everybody.
Gray wouldn't be able to massage the egos on this team enough. Gray would start like cursing at them and they wouldn't respond.
I respect at least the name of Ball So Hard.
Yeah. Balls.
So
Balls So Hard for Psy.
Right. He's got some potential. This seems like a good poster.
That would be epic.
I think I got to put Holland on there, though.
Kirk Holland?
Yeah.
K-Hall
53, because he knows the importance of the three-pointer. And I want a coach, who's going to work the three, because the three-point shot is much more efficient than a two-point shot, and I don't want, I don't need a lot of long twos, and Holland will realize this. I don't know how he's going to work relations, but.
You're all about. I mean, you got about the scheme.
Yeah, you got to maximize.
You know I have more
efficiency.
Talent. You've got to out scheme me.
Oh, I don't know about that. I want to maximize efficiency with the 3-point shot.
Oh man, you should have gone with Ball So Hard for Psy.
He's my assistant.
Okay, he's on your bench.
He's on my bench.
Oh, man. So I have to keep up with the theme, butts in seat. I need a guy who's not afraid to get into the grill of, you know, those Cap City League officials.
Oh, no.
I mean, I need someone who is not going to be gray. I'm not taking gray. Don't worry.
I know some of those officials that work those games.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I need a guy who's fiery, who might get tossed. I'm thinking of the most, I don't know if angry is the word, but opinionated, brash. I'm going to go with Clone Dude.
Have him get after it a little bit?
Yep. I'm going to let him. I'm going to say, hey, Clone Dude, mix it up. Do whatever you need to do. We're going to get butts in the seat. He's more of a football guy on the board, but I think that he can. I think he knows his basketball. I'm going to go Clone Dude.
I want Wesley the Robot to do my stats.
There you go. That's a great pick. Just because he's my guy, I'm gonna take Cyclone Eric to be my number one bench coach. He got a Cyclone Eric got a shout out in the last podcast too.
He's becoming pretty popular.
And Angie is gonna be my assistant to the general manager, just because she's like the best.
Keep things in order.
Yep. We need a female to tell us all when we're all acting like idiots. And that brings us back to the beginning of the podcast, your wedding. That's what you got from now on. You got a woman to tell you that you're an idiot. Congratulations.
Well, that's what I signed up for, I guess.
The line from Old School, Vince Vaughn to Will Ferrell, you've got one blank
well, I'm not married
for the
yet.
Rest of your life.
I'm not married yet. Not that really matters, but...
Okay, we got about 10 minutes left, Bloom. News and notes, you got anything we think we need to touch on? We talked about Manny Ramirez. I wanted to hit on that. Hey, did you see my Football Monday musings?
I thought it was very good, and a point I hadn't thought of was the Kansas State one. I thought that was well
set.
So
I'm not reaching there?
No, if you're going to play K-State, you want to get them early.
Mm-hmm.
Although they don't have a quarterback issue this year, which I think hampered them a bit.
I think
early.
Jake Waters is going to be really
He's
good.
He's really good.
Yeah.
But...
I might vote him, and he may be one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
And I haven't looked at their roster closely yet. They always do get better as the year goes. This is a team last year that lost in their opener to North Dakota State.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got better, but they started, what, 3-4?
Yeah, something like that.
And then they rattled off like 5 in a row. Yeah. So it's a team you'd like to get early. Iowa State offensively will get better, but I still think they'll be okay to start the year. And K-State's not a team that's going to run up the score. They're not going to be Baylor. They're just attack you. They still play that same methodical tempo, although they still have the Lockett kid who's a really good receiver.
Yeah.
And Waters can throw it. So I know. I think that's a winnable game. I don't think I would say it'll be favored by any means.
No.
But
they're
10-point
dogs right now.
But those three, aren't they 10? Is it 10?
No, I'm just saying that's what you would put it right now. Until I see Iowa State, I got to see what they do.
But I agree with your swing game theories. There's a lot of them out there, and I think Texas Tech is getting way too much love.
Oh, gosh, me too.
They are way overhyped.
Dude,
just because of Kingsbury.
Something's going on with Cliff. Something's going on down there. Why are all these guys leaving? Why are they leaving? There's got to be a reason.
And if they don't start 6-0 last year, that team is a disaster, the way they ended.
Absolutely.
They fell apart.
That, to me, is the team where the most overvalued team in the league.
I agree.
I think Iowa State potentially... Those are three winnable games to end the year. Texas Tech, West Virginia, and TCU. Because my point on TCU, if they start off bad, based off of the last 2 years, the thought that those guys are going to roll over and give up on Gary Patterson would not shock me at all.
Well, they've had so many internal issues, and mm-hmm. you wonder if it hasn't really shown yet as far as the administration getting leery of Patterson, but you wonder.
And he's a really good coach, too. Is he? Yeah. Or was he a guy like Greg McDermott in basketball? He was a really good coach at that level, but it doesn't transform to the other. I mean, is he? I don't know.
And they've played a lot of young guys in recent years, so maybe they get older and they get better. Optimistically for TCU,
Bloom, I picked them to win the league last year, and it blew up in my face.
Is Boykin back? Is
Boykin's back? But he may be playing wide receiver full time.
Is Paul Hall back? Gosh, is that guy Paul gone by now?
Ooh, I don't know about Paul Hall. Boykin, though, it doesn't sound like is going to be a wide quarterback this year.
Well, that helps them because I never thought he was a good enough thower to be a everyday
quarterback. Well, plus he's the best wide receiver they have. I mean, he's the best option. If you have another quarterback, go with him.
It's but again, it goes back to your point. Late in the year, last game, we haven't broke it down enough for both Iowa State and TCU could be battling for bowl eligibility at that mm-hmm. point. I really think that. So motivation becomes a factor, and yeah, those three games at the end are winnable, and then you throw in the winnable games with Toledo and North Dakota State and what was the other one you had?
Kansas.
And you could get to six.
Dude, if they could, seriously though, if they could somehow beat Kansas State.
Right.
That changes the whole tone of everything.
Absolutely. Because that's before the Iowa game.
Yeah. I love that too, having Iowa third myself. Because I talked to somebody very intelligent when it comes to this earlier in the year. And he listed games where the guys are just beat up after they play them. Every single year. It's a history of Iowa State football. Iowa's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That is, they beat you up. Because they just play that Big Ten style of ball that Iowa State usually is not. And it can work for you, too. As we've seen, Iowa State spread it out and beat Iowa a lot of times in the past. But that's the next week, they're bruised. So I'd much rather play Kansas State first than Iowa.
Well, K-State's, though, a team that can beat you up.
They can beat you up too, but I don't.
Maybe not. They don't have the Colin Klein style.
Yeah, it's different now, I think. I mean, they're still big and they'll still run it at you, but it's not like it was 2 years ago.
Oh, I think schedule wise, it's not easy schedule by game as far as the teams you play, but if you break it down in the way it sets up, it's favorable in that sense, in that you're getting those three games at the end that you can win. If you can just survive the middle half. It's tough to win at Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
It'll be tough to beat Baylor at home, although Baylor's never won in Ames. Keep that in mind. Or they or not. They did the one year. They
yeah,
won their one
time. Oh, the Greg Coleman.
Yeah. And then Texas down there will be tough.
Oklahoma is
tough. But you just...
They're not beating Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, probably.
Most people are probably thinking 4 to 5 wins this year. If they get to 6 or... Goodness knows, 7, then that's a great season.
That's why I said, man, just keep your expectations low and let them surprise you. And that's what Rhodes should do. None of that our most talented or fastest team stuff.
Nope.
Just keep your expectations as low as possible. And I mean, that's what's best for the fan base, too.
People will show up. There's enough new toys.
It's the most loyal fan base.
Very loyal.
They'll show up. I think, too, you know, if you read what I wrote, like I'm with three former players having this conversation, and everybody's kind of tossing around their opinions, and this one guy jumps in, I'll be shocked if they don't win at least 5 games. And I'm thinking, now, 5 wins to me is very realistic in my mind.
Yeah.
But for a guy like that to say, I'll be shocked if they don't win 5, was kind of a refreshing thing to hear, and he explained it, and it made sense. His theory made sense.
So it wasn't just popping off because it's...
No, it wasn't, and it was a very intelligent thought, too. I think the rest of us were more popping off, and not even about... It was just, you know, a bunch of guys sitting around, and this guy was real serious about it, and I think he's onto something. Now, I don't know what I'm going to pick yet. I need to do more research on the opposition. Toledo, we didn't talk about Toledo early on in the winnable games.
Yes.
I think, I don't know if we did or not, but that's a weird game.
That is a weird game.
In the middle
of October.
That's a sneaky game, too. That's a trap game right there. But like I'm saying, we need to do a little more research on those. But, I mean, 3.5 is what it looks like the over-under is going to be in Vegas. Probably take the over, I would.
Yeah.
Because I think they can get to 4.
And just coming from a guy, I mean, I thought they'd win 6 games last year, and I obviously...
I had them at 6-6, too.
It maybe we're not the most fair in some regards, but it's close. At the very least, when you get to October, you want the opportunity to make a bowl game. I think that'd be that's what I'm looking forward to. Is just be in it the entire year.
Yeah.
Like last year was tough because you lose the first game and then you lose to Iowa, and then it's almost like people go, well,
you lose to an FCS team and you're a Big 12 team in week 1, you're irrelevant nationally after the first game. Is it fair or not? I don't know, but that's just the way people look at it. That's how it is.
So just a good start this year would be a nice change of pace. And offensively, with Mangino and the talent they have, I still maintain if there's a year where the Iowa State offense can be at least average, it's this one coming up. It doesn't have to be good.
That's the most depressing thing.
It just has to be
average.
Just be average.
I think they actually disagree. They need to be good. with the defense?
Well, I want, again, I'm baby steps. I know if you want to make a bowl game, you probably have to be good, but
they
want
to get to six.
I'd like to see 26 points a game. Maybe 28. Get crazy.
And where were they last year? 23?
23.
Yeah. 22.
And that put them like 90th. Just get to the 70s, the 60s.
Crack the top 70, damn.
Come
it,
on
says
now.
Blue.
Come on, man, Gino.
Blue, it was fun today.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the Capital City League draft. Dang. We need to make this an annual affair.
Well, again, we're available for consultation on draft night.
If you guys need help, our services, but it will cost you a Chick-fil-A. From premium.
Premium with Pepper Jack.
A premium Chick-fil-A, and I need a beer of choice on tap at the cake stand following the draft.
Pretty low stakes for a big help.
Yep. All right. He is Brent Bloom. My name is Chris Williams. I want to thank Mr. B Clothing, 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive, for their sponsorship of the podcast. We will be back next week, everybody. So long.